Bobby Bones post show pre show.
We're going over the phones here. Christina in Texas. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
I believe she fell down.
No, I did not. I closed the door.
What's happening?
Go. Nothing. I've just been on hold, so I was kind of just going on with my day.
Which I'm glad you did. I'm glad I got to pick you up now. What's going on? What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to call and just ask. I was listening to the radio, and I heard it come on and say, oh, Bobby Bones is coming to your town, Amarillo, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, my gosh, no, not. Why would he come here? This is, like, nobody comes here.
We do.
Then I looked it up and everything. I've never heard y'all come here before.
We have before.
But So I looked it up, and but it's on the same day as my graduation. So I was like, I still went ahead and bought tickets. So I'm like, do I go ahead and miss graduation and go to the show, or do I...
Wow. That's quite a predicament.
No, it's not. Maybe we bring the show to the graduation.
It's not a predicament. You go to your graduation.
Mm-hmm.
You go to your graduation, especially if it's like important to whomever raised you, your mom, dad, grandma. I don't know who raised you, but you go to your graduation.
But I mean, like, I had my undergrad, which that was kind of like the biggest thing. This is my master's, so it's like, oof, kind of already did that.
Mm. I've never
done
got
that.
A master's.
I've already done that, so...
I don't know if it's a big deal.
Well,
I
thought it was high school. I didn't know we were talking about college. Listen.
Nope, my master's degree. First one in my family
I still think you should go, yeah. Especially if it's important to them.
Yeah, and like not everybody gets a master's. I feel like that's a big deal. Right?
Is it important to your people in your life other than just you?
I mean... Nobody's really made it a big deal, I guess. So my mom, I don't really have a lot of people that I'm close to. It's just my mom and me.
Okay.
And my husband now.
There's no way you can do both? Like you can't do both?
What time's graduation?
It's at 7.
Okay. I don't know. Can you tell them, put you up front? We don't
Are you in the alphabet?
We don't even go on till 9. Like the show starts at 8. We don't even go on till 9.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I could do both.
I'm telling you, don't miss your graduation. I'd love for you to come to the show, but it's actually a good show. It's a funny show, but I don't want you to miss your graduation. I have spoken. If you do come after graduation. What's your last name? What letters does it start with?
Okay, Kearns.
Yeah, middle. I wish it were more like, you know, a. Christina Apples.
Gate.
Or Anteater.
Well, it's better than my old last name, my maiden last name, Smith. I used to be last at everything.
Yeah. Well, my final judgment is you go to your graduation. If you come to the show, come to the show.
All right. I will.
I appreciate you.
I will try that.
All right. Let me know. You call back before the show. Let me know what you're going to do. All right. Talk to you soon. Lunchbox is in a studio in North Dakota. Are you in Bismarck or Minot or where?
I'm in Bismarck, the capital.
Did you go to Minot or did you do something in Bismarck?
No, I just came to Bismarck. I didn't have time, man. I just came to the capital. I saw the Capitol building, the tallest building in North Dakota.
And aren't the people there so nice? Like, really?
Oh, they were so friendly. They were all so nice and just, I mean, they were, two girls met me at the airport, gave me a card and gave me a gift card to one of the local restaurants.
Oh, that's so nice.
Because I did stand up in North Dakota. I did a couple, and they were the nicest people. Sometimes a little too nice. They tried to come to my hotel room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did a whole joke about that in my set where I was like, you know, I love you, right? And, you know, it regardless, the joke ended with me... Somebody coming to my, I could hear them yelling in the hallway. It's a whole story joke, but in the end, it was like, you know what? And I went up to that door, and I was just so great, and I locked all the locks, went back to bed. I was like, duh. It was a whole thing, but they're super, super nice there. It's super nice. You, Lunchbox, are flying back today?
Yeah, I fly back at like 3 this afternoon. I'm going to a luncheon with a bunch of local business people.
What did you?
Chamber of Commerce.
Dang, you may be the mayor of the town before it's over.
Wow.
Cool. What did you do in North Dakota?
They have a baseball team here called the Larks, and I went to the game, and I threw out the first pitch, sang the seventh inning stretch, take me out to the ball game, and then I just met a bunch of listeners, hung out, and, you know, said hello, took pictures, signed autographs, blessed babies. I mean, it was awesome.
Wow. Blessed babies. When we were in Biloxi, Eddie and I did a Raging Idiot show. They have the annual Blessing of the Boats.
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, priest, preacher.
Yeah, remember, goes
they
out
go
and
bless
all
the boats
that go out.
They go out and do you know, shrimping, crabbing,
fishing,
whatever they do.
Yeah. And they come back abundant.
But it's a big deal. Like, it's a really big deal to them.
Like, I think a lot of these captains of the boats are just like, we have to do it. Like, now we're safe. We're protected when we go out in the waters.
Cool, huh?
That's cool. Yeah.
So lunch is coming back. Amy, what are you doing today?
I get my hair done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the usual kids work out.
Shave it.
Then hair appointment. It takes a chunk of the day.
Britney Spears. Britney Spears. Shave your head. Okay. Then take an umbrella and hit your car. Britney Spears.
Is that what she did?
Yeah, remember she...
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
What?
Did you watch her Insta story?
No, but can I go back and see it somewhere?
Probably it's saved somewhere.
It has to be, because I saw some people posting about it, but I couldn't have volume up at the time, so I missed it.
What does she do now?
First time she ever Insta story, she was... Yeah, it was a little nutty.
Like, people were perplexed. They're like, I can't stop watching it.
I didn't know what if it should be in for real.
Right. They just couldn't tell, like, what it was sort of like, what is happening? And I can't, I've watched this like 20 times. I still don't get it.
Okay.
That's what people were saying.
I just yawned. So I'm going to shut down the post show, pre show.
Yeah. Okay.
But I got to go home. I have some work to do because got somebody coming over to the house. We're going to do some dancing. I'll leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that because you can hear it in the show coming up.
That's right. Listen to the show. I was about to give it away, but.
Yeah, don't do that. Oh, man. Been a long morning.
Yawn and a burp.
Yeah,
he's ready to go.
You gotta get.
If it gets to the third one,
no, you don't want. You don't want that one.
Yes. The end. Thank you all for listening.
Namaste.
Amy's new podcast is up. Four Things with Amy Brown. Her kids are a guest. It's fantastic.
They're so cute.
Super funny. We'll leave it at that. Morgan, number two, are you good?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I'm good.
Great to hear. All right. That being said, here you go. On with the show.
This is. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging out. Got a good one today. We're going to play Win Bobby's Money coming up a little later on. That'd be fun. First of all, morning studio.
Morning.
I have so much to share with you guys, I don't know where I want to start. Why don't I start with this one? A woman posing as a social worker tried to kidnap a newborn.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
Southern California authorities say a woman has been arrested on suspicion of attempted kidnapping after allegedly posing as a social worker and trying to convince a mother to hand over her newborn baby.
Mm.
Isn't that nuts?
Nuts. Terrifying. Because who knows? I don't know what her plans were with the baby. Does she want a baby? Is she trying to sell the baby? I mean, that's scary.
Santa Ana police said Saturday the 38-year-old woman was booked, but won't name her because they're still working to find out some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The mother, she told KABC TV that this woman comes to her door, knocks, says, "Hey, I need to take your 1-year-old baby or 1-week-old baby to protective custody." No one's like, "The H you will."
Yeah, my baby.
And then she goes, "If you don't give me the baby, I'm going to return with sheriff's deputies." And luckily, they have one of those recorders, like the doorbell recording thing. They got her. And the woman turned herself in after they put the video on TV.
I mean, has this... I need to know later, after I do some research, has this ever worked for that woman before?
That's why they're not saying who she is right now, because there are other investigations.
Gosh, that's terrible.
Eddie, your wife worked with CPS, huh?
Yeah, she did for like 5 years.
Crazy, huh?
That's crazy. And the first thing I saw when I saw that was I thought, like, man, if somebody tried to do that for me and my foster kid right now, like, there's no way. Like, we're so protective of that baby that we don't even let people hold him.
What's funny is Eddie, our video producer, he's fostering two kids. He has two kids of his own. He's got four kids in his house. The funny thing was when Eddie came over to the house and he brought the kids, the older brother, do you want to say how old the older brother is?
He's just older. I don't want to say exactly how old he is.
Okay. Can talk. But he's so, like, protective of that baby. He wants to know everybody who holds up his baby brother.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he really is. It's bizarre, you know. And they're, yeah, he really didn't know him. Because we got the baby as a newborn. So he really didn't know the baby, but he knows he's his brother. And he's really protective of him. It's cute.
Like, I was looking at the baby and that little kid came up to me, the older brother, and was like, "I'm gonna need to check you out." I was like, "What do you need?" He goes, "I need a urine sample." So I peed in a cup. He took it to the lab. Came back. Is a whole thing.
You got approved.
Got it. No, never held the baby.
Oh.
Didn't come.
Rejected.
didn't come back in time. Glad everybody's here. We want to do an update about Amy's husband. Hey, give me the Baywatch music. I forgot to do this yesterday. So Amy's husband was a lifeguard, and
In high school.
In high school.
Mm-hmm.
And this came up because, again, Eddie, you were a lifeguard, and you made how many saves?
I had a double save. I think three saves under my belt total, but one was a double.
That's a lot.
Yeah, he saved three lives, two at one time.
I know.
So you asked your husband about his saves?
Yeah, so obviously I was like, I have no idea if my husband has any saves, so I asked him, and he quickly responded, yeah, I've got one save. And then, like, a few seconds later, he's like, well, sort of. He's like, I guess technically it's called a 50-50 save because he saw the kid fall in the water that I guess couldn't get in the water and couldn't swim or whatever. So he's far away at his lifeguard stand, but he runs and then jumps in the water to, like, swim over. Well, when he jumps in, that alerts the mom. So then she jumped in and she was closer. So they got to the kid at the same time, but he relinquished the saving rights to the mom.
He didn't save the kid. That's not a 50-50.
He calls it a 50. No. He calls it a 50-50 because she got up in his game. Like, he...
No, she went mom. That's not getting out of his game.
He says she would have never been alerted had he not jumped in and made a splash. She would have never looked up. She didn't even know her kid had fallen in.
I think your husband's awesome.
I do, too.
However,
but it's funny to hear him tell this story.
Let's all vote here. Is that a save? Let's go around the room.
He's not here to defend himself. So let me say that he knows for a fact his jump into the water alerted the mom to get up, and she was closer. So then she got to him faster.
But I got news for you. If I alert everybody,
I know. It's teamwork.
Okay. Is that a save? Lunchbox, is that a save?
Listen, I like your husband, but he has zero saves. He has as many saves as I do.
Oh, true. Oh. Eddie, is that a save? Former lifeguard.
Amy, your husband's awesome. I have total respect for the guy. But no, that's not a save. Technically, can't be a save.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to say this. He served our country.
Yeah, he did.
So much respect.
Yeah.
Great guy. So can much. Definitely beat me up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm going to say, still not a save.
I got to my tag. 50-50 save?
Zero. What do you give it, though?
I mean, I was laughing when he was telling it to me, so I give him the 50-50.
All right.
I have to support him. But I love how he went, I got one save. Well sort of.
Morgan, number two, is this a save? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I do. I think if it weren't for him, then the mom wouldn't have known, and then it wouldn't happen.
Exactly.
If someone's crossing the street and there's a car coming, and I go... There's a car, but then someone else jumps out and pushes
them. You helped. That's
I helped, because... but someone else jumps out and pushes them out of the way. They're the person who saved them.
Okay, but they would have never known to push them out of the way. I'm saying, if that person didn't know how to push them out of the way without you yelling, you contributed.
I know, I contributed.
I'm giving you
I helped the person get the save. I don't get a save.
Hey, honey, if you're listening, you can be my lifeguard.
Hey, honey, if you're listening, we appreciate everything you do and have done for this country. You do so much more than we've ever done. You are the best. No save.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Ready to play this game?
So,
here's how it works. It's just trivia. It's a listener versus me in trivia, and if they win, they get all the money in my wallet. Which I say
all of it.
Sometimes it's like $7.
I know. It's a real bummer.
Because
sometimes there's like 80.
I don't think there's ever been that much this year.
Oh. Well, maybe today. What
Let's
you got?
Look.
You were traveling.
I was.
Which means maybe you were tipping.
I was. That's the only reason I keep cash, is to tip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready. Let's count it with me.
20. 40. 60. That's
$60. Solid. It's solid.
Wow.
Amount of money.
That's good.
I wasn't that far off.
What'd you call yourself? Wait, Amy.
There's more in there. What is
$80?
That?
$80.
Okay, what?
It was
you can apologize
up.
Now.
I'm very sorry, Amy.
Sorry, you doubted.
You are the best. I'm the worst.
Yeah.
You are the sky. I am the dirt.
Yeah.
You are the sunshine. I don't know.
Wow.
Okay, thank you.
You could have kept going.
I know. I know. You weren't going to stop me, so I quit. Okay. Matt.
$80.
Matt.
Hello?
Boom.
Matt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
You a smart guy or no? Be honest.
I mean, I'm pretty good at trivia. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, good. Because I'm pretty good at trivia, too. And I don't have a lot of self-confidence in a lot of areas, but that's one where I'm pretty good. I've won a lot.
Yeah.
After you have some success.
I listen to you every week, and I know that you're pretty good at yourself.
I don't know the category yet. Who has the category?
I have it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, are you okay?
What just happened?
You get stabbed.
Raymundo is hosting today because Lunchbox is in North Dakota. And so, Raymundo, what is the category for Win Bobby's Money?
World history.
World history. Matt, how do you feel about that?
I feel pretty confident.
Okay. Did Matt do the questions, like the practice questions? Did they ask you any questions off the air? Oh, wow.
Yeah, they asked me a few questions.
So he's known the category for a while and I haven't?
That's not fair.
Wow. The deck is stacked against me.
Interesting.
That's okay.
Don't be offended.
I've come back from challenges my whole life, Matt. It's me. I'm the underdog, and Matt is basically the Yankees.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Matt, me and you. Where are you from in Florida?
Tallahassee.
Okay. Oh, man, Tallahassee's tough. You know what? Tallahassee,
Arkansas,
Florida.
Arkansas, Tallahassee.
Florida State. I'm going to Omaha to watch Arkansas in the College World Series on Saturday, and we're playing Florida State. And I love Florida State except for Saturday.
So this is the prelim to that.
That's right. Whoever wins this is going to win the game Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's go for it.
All right. Do you care about College World Series or no?
Actually, I do because I'm friends with one of the players on the team.
All right, there we go.
Oh, wow.
All right, Raymundo, you want to set us up?
Yeah.
Here we go.
In one corner, it's a man by the name of Matt. He loves college baseball. Everybody welcome, Matt! Yeah!
Sounds like a real voiceover guy.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, go ahead.
In the other corner, one of the smartest men to ever walk the planet.
Wow.
His name, he's from Mountain Pine, Arkansas, His name is... Bobby Bighead
Bones. And the odds are against me today. That's rare that I'm the underdog. Okay, Matt, so what's going to happen is I'm going to leave the room.
Okay.
I'm not going to hear the questions, and I'll come back and answer the exact same questions you have. We have 60 seconds to answer as many as possible. The person with the most right wins the money. There's $80 in my wallet. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to leave the room. You got it, Raymundo?
Yeah.
All right. I'm pulling my headphones off. Good luck to Matt, except not really.
Thanks.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Yell at me whenever I can come back in.
Okay.
All right, my man, what up? It's Ray. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
All right, good.
What happened to your voice?
Who?
Yours.
I can't keep doing that the whole time. All right. when I ask you the first question, that's when I'm going to start the time, all right?
All right.
All right, and here we go. Along with Hiroshima, which Japanese city was hit by an atomic bomb in 1945?
Hiroshima.
Incorrect. Who painted the Mona Lisa and the Last Supper?
Da Vinci.
Correct. Where was the first modern Olympics held in 1896?
Athens, Greece.
Correct. The Cuban Revolution led to the rise of what dictator?
Castro.
Who assassinated JFK?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Correct. What character was passed by King John of England in 1215? What charter was passed by John King of England in 1215?
Magna Carta?
Correct. What country attacked the U.S. at Pearl Harbor?
Japan.
Correct. Which Roman leader was stabbed to death by his own senators?
Caesar.
Correct. In 1989, the fall of what began the reunification of Germany?
Berlin Wall.
Correct. Oh, the killing of Art Duke for... Oh.
Hey, he needs 5 more seconds.
Dude,
go.
You're killing me with the
you need 5 more seconds.
That's it, my man. Hey, bring in Bones.
Well, Bobby, you'll get the same style.
I guess.
Pause. Correct.
Did he get the Castro one
I had to read the question and then say
you
it
didn't
to the...
say correct on the Castro answer.
It was correct.
Okay, good.
Mike has that.
Okay.
Good.
Correct.
Have you ever hosted a game show?
No, you did great.
Correct. Wait for it.
He has a unique style, Bones. Ray has a very unique style of doing this.
From my mic? Why don't you walk over to...
Yeah, correct. I'm going to jump over there.
Okay, cool. By the way, this is all on Facebook Live, right?
Yeah.
Are we up?
Yeah. Correct.
Correct. That's what he does. You'll see, Bones.
You'll see.
Hey, Matt, are you there, bud?
I'm correct. Clear.
How many did you get?
Don't say. Matt, he's trying to trick you.
All right.
Yes.
Well, since Matt had an advantage, I'm coming into this. I'm limping into this one.
He had an advantage. Oh, because, yeah.
All right. Raymundo.
Yes.
Right, let me get this. Raymundo, you're ready.
I'm ready to go. All That's right. how you do game shows.
I don't know. I didn't hear what just happened. Here we go. And it'll start whenever the first question is asked. Go ahead.
Along with Hiroshima, which Japanese city was hit by an atomic bomb in 1945?
Nagasaki.
Correct. Who painted the Mona Lisa and the Last Supper?
Da Vinci.
Correct. Who were the first modern Olympics held in 1896?
Greece.
Sorry. The Cuban... Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct. The Cuban Revolution led to the rise of what dictator?
Castro.
Correct. Who assassinated JFK?
Oswald.
Correct. What character was passed by King John of England in 1215?
Pass.
What country...
I don't understand the question.
What country attacked the U.S. at Pearl Harbor?
Japan.
Correct. Which Roman leader was stabbed to death by his own senators?
Caesar.
Correct. In 1989, the fall of what began the reunification of Germany?
Berlin Wall.
Correct. The killing of Archduke Franz Ferdinand started what war?
World War I.
Correct. Which river did George Washington famously cross in 1776?
Delaware.
Correct. Which French emperor was known for both his height and temper during the French Revolution?
I don't know what you're saying!
Which French emperor was known for both his height and his temper during the French Revolution?
I don't know.
The little one, Napoleon. Right? The little dude.
I mean, how am I supposed to do that question any faster?
No, not faster.
Correct. Correct.
He actually sped up for you big time. Like, I feel like you're an advantage to get more because...
I didn't understand. Twice I had to go, what are you saying?
I don't think anybody was at an advantage. The other guy...
How many did I get? Did I get 10?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. How many did Matt in Florida get?
8.
Wow.
Yeah, no, he was good.
Matt, nice job, bud.
Thanks.
You suck, though. I'm just kidding. That was actually really good.
Correct.
Correct.
Is that what you're laughing at?
Yes.
You just got to take a breath. I think you did a great job. I just couldn't understand your question sometimes.
All right, sorry.
I think, unfortunately, we made him speed up. Like, we made him speed up for you because we kind of poked fun at him for how slow he was.
But to be fair, I didn't understand what he was saying because he was twice I had to go, what?
Yeah, and has it been proven that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy?
As far as we know.
Okay, just checking.
What do you mean to say? The guy in the grassy knoll?
Yeah. I
mean, the question
all the
mark
conspiracy
on the grassy
theories.
By the way, I do win.
All right, how do I do this outro? Do I just announce a big winner?
Lunchbox.
Does it in the voice.
Do you want Lunchbox to do it from North Dakota?
Yes.
From North Dakota in a studio there. Lunchbox, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Winner and still undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, Bobby Bighead.
Bones, 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 bones,
bones. Correct. Great.
You were going a little too fast for me, but right. We'll do better next time.
I actually thought I was supposed to go through both pages of questions. That's why I just
hammering. You just go until right. Time's up.
Okay.
You, right?
I get it.
Correct.
You did great, though, right?
Yeah. You did pretty
good. You did really good.
Yeah, you did pretty good. For first time
ever.
Good
job,
man.
Thank you.
Good job.
Pretty good. Okay. You. Hey, great. Matt, did not win anything, but you were a great contestant this week.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
What do you do for a living?
I am a college counselor out of school here in town.
Correct.
Correct.
All right.
I'm actually going to be in Nashville next week.
No.
Correct.
Correct. So, yeah. All right.
Correct.
All right.
We love you, Ray.
And Matt in Florida. Yes. Thank you. I didn't win. He was good, though, huh?
He was really good.
Were you guys nervous for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
I'm glad I didn't know. I'd probably freaked out a little bit. If I would have lost that game, I probably would have deemed it controversial. I'm just being honest, because Ray read those questions way too fast for me, and twice I had to stop him and go, what? Please read it again, what? I think that hurt my total point score. I think I could have got a few more. I think you did a good job.
Thank you.
But I need you to read them slower if you do it again.
I'll practice.
Just slow it down. I want your questions read like you read to Matt. Like, in the 1300s. You know what I mean?
I read at the same speed, but at the very last
too fast. It was
second,
too fast.
I tried to get more in.
Okay, thank you. I just want to have that said. But next week, Lunchbox will be back.
Yeah.
And how'd you feel about his debut, Lunchbox?
Oh, it was rough.
It was rough. Okay, I agree. He's a little too fast for me. Yeah, twice I had to stop him. Now I'm all embarrassed because I didn't get like 12.
Now you did good.
Now I go home. This is what I do. I go home and I hate myself for questions. I
need to let this go. Like, nobody has thought about it. I haven't thought about
the whole
once
song.
Since.
No.
The whole song that was going on just now was like, I hate myself.
Oh.
Ray read the questions too fast. I didn't even know what he was saying.
Wow.
But you did a good job.
Thank you.
Sometimes after a bad show, I go home and just like want to like chew my kidney.
Oh.
It's okay, man.
Because I'm like, man, our listeners, they deserve so much better and I didn't give it to them. Right. You know what I mean?
I do not understand this part.
What?
You. Like, I know that I can overthink things and like get stuck on something, but like that part, like,
when I get
off
my
bike, good. You did good.
If I don't set a personal record every time I get on my bike, I'm like, you're such a loser.
Wow.
I talk to myself. Yeah. If I don't get on, and I get on and work hard, and if I don't finish, I'm like, you could have done so much better. You didn't sell out. And I really don't like myself for a little bit. Some issues there, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Deep down.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In sports in the NHL, congrats to the St. Louis Blues. They won the Stanley Cup. They beat Boston last night 4-1.
In California, up to 15 people were stung by stingrays. Lifeguards set up hot water stations for people to soak the stings to deactivate the venom, so that's good news. And now we're finding out about the man and others behind the attack on baseball star Big Poppy. They were paid around $8,000, and cops are looking for more suspects who helped with the attack. The Bobby Bones Show.
This is like a personal tell me something good for you, Amy.
Okay.
What Granny panties are back.
Oh, okay. Why?
Well, I'll tell you, you've been ahead of the trend.
I know. Like, did they ever go away?
Well, for you, no. The answer is no. The oversized women's underwear from the 1950s have returned to store shelves.
What up?
Yeah, Amy's been wearing these nude colored ones.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah, flesh.
Nude grannies. Before they were cool, you're rocking them. Thanks to some recent celebrities bringing them back. The Kardashians, Rihanna, Lady Gaga.
See?
Everybody's wearing granny panties.
Mm-hmm. I was ahead of the curve.
Wait, what's the benefit of granny panties?
I don't know. They're comfortable. What? You should try them.
Okay. Hey, give me up here.
Don't knock it till you try it.
No, I'm going to knock it and I'm not going to try it.
Okay.
It's just, and also the flesh colored is always gross for guys.
Oh, okay. Cool. Good to know. I mean, it blends in with your skin.
No,
it's fine.
I get it. I'm just telling you. Yeah. It's weird.
And if you're wearing white.
Lunchbox, does your wife wear granny panties?
Absolutely not.
Is that like a mandate in the house?
No, she just never has. And I'm thankful for that because we would have had to have a talk because that would not be acceptable.
Oh, okay.
I mean, how are you attracted to granny panties?
I mean, there's cute ones, y'all.
Oxymoron? Like... Cute granny panties?
Yes!
All right. I thought I'd pass that along here this morning. Mm-hmm. Felt like you needed to know and have a little confidence in your grandma wearing garments.
When have I not had confidence in them?
I don't know. Bobby Bones Show. So, have you heard about Raymundo, our audio guy, getting massages from another guy at work?
No. But sounds amazing. Who hands them out?
Okay, Raymundo telling me the story?
Yeah, so anybody can jump in on this one. But hours-wise, it worked out so that one of the guys who used to work here, I've waited long enough so he doesn't even work here anymore, he would end his shift when I would start my shift. And so he would come in and he would give me little massages. And it wasn't that big of a deal. But then Eddie, Lunchbox, people found out about it and they were saying how weird and you can't do that at work.
Hold on. How did this dude start to give you massages? Like, what was that first... Hey, man, can I give you a massage? Or are you like, hey, man, give me a massage?
Honestly, I would just get back from the gym, so I'd be in a cutoff shirt, and he would just start massaging my shoulders, and it felt so good.
What do you mean just start? I don't know in my lifetime that another guy just walked up and sort of
just started massaging your shoulders.
Usually it's a camaraderie thing with sports teams. You come in from the dugout or from a play, and a guy will massage, give you a shoulder massage real quick.
What?
No, that's not true.
No.
Raymundo, I played a lot of sports, bud.
Uh-huh.
Football, baseball, like... There was never rub time.
Yeah, it's all dependent on kind of probably maybe it's a northern thing.
What? And, okay. So you come. I don't know who starts it, but he's giving you a massage every day when you come to work. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I never would have wanted to talk about it when he still worked here, but then I got to thinking, are massages frowned upon? You can hug people at work, you can shake their hands, pat them on the back, but can you do a little massage, or is that just something you probably shouldn't do, and it's a good thing that this is years ago?
I would say, first of all, I know it's not years ago. Second of all, I would say, I would say at work, no massages.
No?
Because if you ask for one, that can be, go to HR. Raymond was asking me for massages and I feel weird. And if you're doing one and you're like, hey, can I rub you? That also can be weird. It's almost not worth it. I also heard from a little birdie that the massages got longer and longer.
Yeah, so it would end up being a couple minutes. And it felt so good after a workout to the point I thanked the dude. And I was like, dude, your massages are maybe the best. They're better than any woman massage I've ever had. And we became very good friends. And like we'd talk and we'd hang out and stuff like that. But it just sucked that it was at work, you know?
Why did you not have him over at the house and do that?
Well, it's not like he was a professional masseuse. He's a very nice guy. They give me some massages. And I still talk to him. Whenever I go to this certain event place, he gets me in for free. So still a friend of mine.
Wow.
All over a massage.
What was the longest massage you got at work from this dude?
No more than 5 minutes.
They're getting a little longer every time I ask him. No, Ray, really, how long was the longest one?
I think it was 5. It would be shoulders, lower back, and that's usually all I worked out.
Lower back?
Everything keeps growing. The more you keep asking, inner thighs.
He's like, no more than 10 minutes.
Calves.
It wasn't ever more than 10 minutes.
Well, then, but by your original answer, it was never more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. My recommendation is at work, and it's tough, especially if you're not super, super close to them, because you can get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Did he ever say, hey, did he ever want to like take you out or anything?
No, absolutely not. No. But it was a morale thing. Hey, it improved my morale. I was ready to start the day.
Yeah, like camaraderie, like you said.
Like all sports teams.
Not really. You get in the dugout and you start getting massages.
I was looking at this picture of Keanu Reeves and he takes pictures with people.
Oh my gosh, I died laughing.
And he won't put his hands on them. He like puts his hands out a little bit but in behind their back, but not touching them because he doesn't want to like be the guy that's all touchy-touchy on
them. I was like, okay, that's amazing.
America's most beloved actor, who's Canadian.
Yeah. It's so many pictures, and yeah, his hand is never touching.
Aren't you loving Keanu now, be honest?
I mean, yeah, he's winning me over, because that made me LOL.
There you go. Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and
Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny. While performing at the Grand Ole Opry, Luke Combs was invited to become a member of the Opry by Chris Jansen, Craig Morgan, and John Conley, and Luke was speechless the whole time.
How would you like to be the next member of the Grand Ole Opry?
Keith Urban announced a summer leg of his Graffiti U World Tour, where he plays mostly festivals. He promised that this part of the tour is an entirely new concert experience than ever before. The first date on the tour is June 22nd in Chicago at Lake Shake Festival. Brooks and Dunn say that they aren't sure if new music will be part of their reunion. They said it's not that they never talk about writing a song, but they don't know if they have that want to go through the whole process of writing a song and putting one out. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know, I respect a police officer, or a firefighter, a military man, military woman, anybody that goes out and risks their lives, because I do not have the courage to do what you do. That being said, I'm going to tell a story here. A woman who was trapped inside her car on a flooded road in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was saved by a team of firefighters. Now listen to this. The rescue caught on video shows the woman's car bobbing nose down in the water. So it's down. You only see like the back end of it coming up, right? Yeah, okay. It's all the way down. Firefighters see this and know she's in it. They jump into the water and swim down into her car. Footage shows the firefighters working underwater at times to get her out safely. They're seen pulling out tools and smashing the windows, some underwater, to get her from the car.
Wow.
Quote, "We were just doing what any firefighter would do." And you know what? They're right, and that's awesome. Because I don't know what I would do. I'd run.
I don't know.
I'd run for help.
I feel like you would dive in. You'd like at least, hey, I'd
probably
okay?
I'd probably get my hair wet and then go, I tried. I don't know if I have this, what these, and also let me say this, even like, you know, paramedics, same kind of deal, man. You guys do stuff that's just
EMTs,
nutty. Yeah. So I love it. That's what it's all about. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Indianapolis, Indiana. A man was driving a stolen car when police tried to pull him over. He's like, nah, I'm out of here. He runs from the police, gets away, ditches the car, and runs away. Only problem is he left his custom-made prosthetic leg in the passenger seat.
Oh
wow.
Can't do that.
One, it does, even if there's just a leg, let's say it's not custom-made, like super custom. This is a prosthetic leg that you had fit to you. There are only so many people in the neighborhood who probably have a prosthetic leg.
Right.
But it's, how custom was it, Lunchbox?
Well, I mean, it had to fit his size, so they were able to go to the manufacturer, and they knew who they made it for, and they went and arrested the guy.
Oh, wow. So it's like a fingerprint. Yeah, I thought, when you said custom, I thought maybe it had his favorite sports team.
Yeah, like Nike.
His initials.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. It's weird. How did he run away, though, without a leg?
I don't know, but they said he would ditch the car and ran, and there was a prosthetic leg, and the leg was fitted with a croc.
Maybe he put on his running leg. You know, they have different ones. Yeah.
Well, you can't leave that behind for any reason, especially if you're going to steal a car. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Listen to this story about a wedding, okay?
Okay.
A bride's dad is working overtime and a side job to pay for his daughter's dream wedding. That sounds sweet, right?
Yeah.
He even started a GoFundMe. What do you think about that, Lunchbox? A GoFundMe for it.
Oh, gosh. I mean, if people are stupid enough to donate, I guess, but I would not donate. I just think people are lazy that do GoFundMes, but they find idiot people to pay for it, so I guess it's good enough.
The bride, the daughter, said she wants a second dress for the reception, hair, makeup, decorations, bridesmaids' dresses to be paid for.
Oh, wow. Thoughtful.
She's also asking for funds for their honeymoon on the GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, your dad's working multiple jobs. Your dad's doing all of this. And so, why don't you pay some of this?
Yeah, like, what is she contributing?
What is your take, I guess, on the father paying for the wedding?
I'm
okay. I'm okay with it. I mean, that's...
I understand you're okay with it.
Yeah.
But do you think it's a must?
It's not a must. No. But if that's, if your family can do that, I mean, in a traditional way, it's not a must though. No. But in my family, my dad was able to, and then my in-laws covered the honeymoon and the rehearsal dinner. That's how they split it up.
Well, let me say this. You know, I'm not a big fan of tradition for tradition's sake.
Right.
I don't think you should keep doing something just because it was done before you. I think if there's a reason for it, if it makes something better, then you should continue something. But... I'm not for the idea that the dad should have to pay for the wedding or the parents. I think if they can, great. But most people I know and knew growing up, their parents couldn't afford it. Nobody could afford just to pay for somebody's wedding.
Right. So then there's like this pressure.
This guy feels a lot of pressure because if I were to get married, well, I mean, I don't have a mom or a dad anymore, but I wouldn't expect anyone to pay for my wedding. I would pay for it.
But also,
or her dad. If her dad wanted to, he better...
And maybe her dad does want to, but as a child, as a daughter, like say your dad is able to do it, you've got to take a look at the finances and know, okay, yeah, my dad couldn't, like I had friends' weddings that were like way more elaborate, but I knew that wasn't in our wheelhouse. So that's just not what I budgeted for my wedding. Like I knew what the budget was and I made it fit, like, you know, and I'm sure she's trying to pay for her bridesmaids' dresses, which is really nice, but that's not normal.
I would just say this. If you can afford your own wedding, pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
As the general rule. Because what if your parents are retiring?
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of money just laying around anymore.
Yeah.
It's not just buckets of money that people have. But there are the occasional instances where somebody has some saved up specifically for the wedding. I'm not talking about that.
Well, and some dads may have pride, like because of tradition.
They might
be like, you know what? It's my duty. I'm supposed to do it. So they're going to do whatever they need to do to make it happen.
You know the devil's best friend?
Pride.
Pride.
Yeah.
If you can, I love it. I love generosity, but we shouldn't be putting pressure on either side to do it simply because it's tradition to do it.
Right.
And I feel like that's what's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to get married with someone, to someone, I don't know how you get married with or to, I don't know how it works.
I've
never been married.
Yeah.
And their parents weren't like, we already have this set aside. I would be like, nope, we got this. We're adults. We can cover it.
Yeah. You would be considered, traditionally, though, it would be a later in life wedding.
Why are you being rude?
I'm not being rude.
What time's the average person get married, Mike D? What's the age?
No. I'm not being rude. I'm saying, like, you are
what
more...
But what if she's, like, 24?
Okay.
She's good.
Yeah. We're all adults here.
Yeah, we're all adults here.
I think that you have an established career. Like, I think that tradition started when girls were getting married younger. They didn't have careers and jobs and the money to throw, like, a big
and
wedding
also,
and a party.
Weddings weren't $500 billion generally. Now they're getting bigger and fancier. What's the average age to get married? 29 for men. I'm not that off.
You're 39.
Yeah.
You're not even close to the next girlfriend. So, like, you're going to be in your 40s.
Oh, Eddie has to jab me with he doesn't even have a girlfriend.
It's a fact. I just want to throw it out.
It's a different conversation, Bobby, whenever you finally do get married because you're going to be talking to her dad and you're going to be like, you know,
I'm going to be like, this is what I'm going to say.
I got this.
I'm going to be like, sir, I'd like to ask you a question. He's going to say, yeah, but I said, listen, I know we're the same age.
Great.
Oh, that kind of grown, huh?
Yeah. No, not like, looks like,
don't
I'm
you
laughing.
Just want me to find love?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. That's all I want to.
Mm-hmm.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I got a couple stories here for you, Lunchbox. The first one is a single ticket in California claims $530 million in the Mega Millions jackpot.
Oh, man, see, One ticket. One person just got rich where they can build a house made of money and just, I mean, they can eat money for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and never run out of money.
They live in a money house and eat money meals.
Oh, wow.
Wow. The single ticket sold in San Diego with cash option pays $345.2 million.
Whoo!
Is this the one with the fortune cookie or is that a different one?
Oh, I ever saw that.
Different one? The one where they picked the fortune cookie numbers and they won millions of dollars?
I didn't know it was real.
Yeah. Lunchbox, if you win, let's say $345 million, right? You get it the lump. What's the first thing you buy?
Probably a hot tub boat.
Hey, that's cool. Whatever.
I mean,
we could all like pitch in and get you one of those.
He doesn't want a hot tub or
a
boat.
He wants a hot tub boat.
Get them both, but he wants a hot tub boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you don't see those every day. If you're at the lake, you see like boats every day. But man, if you see someone rolling down the lake in a hot tub boat, you're like, that guy made it.
A hot tub boat's price is $75,000.
Oh, wow. That's way more than I thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Way more than you thought?
Yeah.
I'm always weirded out by people who take things to get in the water while it's on the water. Like, you're on the water already.
Yeah, but you're not in a hot tub. That actually looks pretty awesome, Lunchbox. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
sit back and relax on the lake in your hot tub boat, cruising around.
You could just stay at the hot tub in your house.
Yeah, but
or you
can
go out on the
moving
boat in your lake.
I might be into this.
And how do you fill up your boat with water? Do you dunk it? But when you let it, you let it up, back it down the boat ramp. You let it off the trailer, and you get all your buddies to hold it and dunk the boat, and they come up.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Well,
it's probably special hot tub water.
And you win $345 million.
Yeah.
First thing you would buy.
Man, golly, there's so many things, but...
Quickly?
Okay, fine. I buy my husband his own, like, jet.
His own airplane?
Yeah.
The pilot?
And then he could fly us everywhere we want to go, and we could fly the kids to Haiti and go do trips, like, in a day, because it'd be super fast. How much are jets?
How much
did I win?
Well, you won $345 million.
I can buy a jet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can buy a jet.
For sure. I got this. What about you?
I would probably buy my high school a new field house.
Oh, yeah. I thought about a new orphanage too, but.
I didn't think of
either
of those.
But I mean, we could take the private jet to build the orphanage. How about that? That's awesome. Then after you do something philanthropic or generous or from the heart or whatever.
You're saying the first like selfish thing I buy?
Yeah.
Maybe a house for my shoes. A shoe house?
Don't be ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
But it'd be next door. Like, you'd buy, like, a block of houses.
I'd buy, like, a house next to me, and then I'd build a walkway, like in Vegas. You know how they have those things connect in the buildings?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Like, I gotta go pick out my shoes.
Lunchbox, I have another one for you. Your Lunchbox is a big animal guy.
Yeah.
I'm a big animal guy. Amy's a big animal. We're a big animal. You love animals, right, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I do.
So... there's this thing called a zombie snake in North Carolina. It's an animal. Listen to this.
You
love animals.
Chills. No, I don't like those. I'm already done.
So they can mimic a dead snake. It's called a zombie snake. So you walk by and you go, the snake's dead. And then, bam!
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. It lays on its back, mouth wide open, dead.
Well, obviously.
Except it's not.
Bam!
And it gets you.
Playing possum.
Yeah, you're like, look at that dead snake. Let's take it. And you're swallowed.
Ugh.
I'm that.
Let's move on.
All right, and that we will.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, guess the most popular vegetable in America.
Interesting. I'm going to guess my most popular, which I do love some corn. I'm just laying it out there. I think corn's a strong one. I like broccoli. Well, that sounds like sort of mixed a lot. I like broccoli.
And I cannot lie.
I like broccoli, but it gives me gas. Like, if I have a bunch of it, it's just like...
bloating.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm not done. I'm still wading through the vegetable waters here. Green beans are pretty solid.
Ooh, so good.
I know. And we can't do Brussels sprouts because the good Brussels sprouts are when they put stuff all on them.
Yeah.
And I like a Brussels sprout, but if you ever go to a restaurant and they're like, they have the best Brussels sprouts, it's because they're covered in like chocolate or swizzles.
And they're like pan fried.
Yeah. Okay, Amy, I've been thinking about it. My answer is corn on the cob, corn both would be acceptable on Family Feud. Go ahead.
Corn came in second.
Oh. Eddie, what do you think?
Sweet potatoes? I mean, I feel like currently a lot of people eat sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Let me tell you why I didn't pick it, though. I did that blood allergy test. You know what I'm super allergic to? Sweet potatoes.
Oh, that's terrible.
So I don't allow America to let this be number one. Amy, what is it?
Broccoli.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, and by far, like, every state was surveyed, and broccoli won, like, out of basically 40 states.
I like broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Or, as I like to say, I like broccoli. All right, thank you. All right, what else?
Okay. So, Raymundo might have been onto something with his whole Nooner plan.
Hold on. By the way, a Nooner plan for those that are new. Hey, Raymundo, come in here. Raymundo developed a business called Nooner, where he would have a place where he could go take a nap.
Right.
A lot of people get
in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Explain quickly to our listeners what your Nooner idea was on Shark Tank.
If you're exhausted from your job, instead of going and doing a lunch, why not get your sleep instead of getting food, and just you'll spend 30 minutes and get a great nap instead of going all the way to the suburbs, takes an hour to your house.
So it was either a brick and mortar store, or then it turned into, we'll drive like the camper to you and you get a Nooner in. That was called a sleep.
Essentially, yes.
Yes. Amy, why do you say that could be a thing?
Well, a Southern California-based startup is now renting bunk beds in San Francisco, and it's like a hand-built bunk bed, or what they're calling a pod, and you can rent it out in shared spaces to sleep.
Yeah.
Whatever time of day that you need to get the rest, you just rent this little pod and boom, you're good to go.
Whenever Raymundo brought the idea, and I really, and I think we all did, said there's actually something
yes.
to that. Yeah. The only one who didn't was Lunchbox, was like, that's dumb. And I was like, no, man, I think there's something here. And I think that Raymundo, which by the way, this Raymundo, he's got another Shark Tank idea that he's been discussing.
No.
Well, we'll wait for it. But there's always like a little glimmer of awesomeness. Not Raymundo walks to the mic. Not yet. We're not ready for you right now. No, we'll do it another time, but he does have another one. As soon as I said it, he was walking out of the room.
He's ready for it.
He walked right back to the microphone.
Presentation style.
Okay, I can't wait to hear because it's like my favorite.
All right, Amy, what else?
And this is pretty cool. Pampers is set to install 5,000 baby changing tables in men's restrooms across the U.S. and Canada after an image of a dad struggling to change his baby's diaper on his lap went viral because men's rooms don't have baby changing stations. So Pampers is on it.
Which is weird and unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought about that too. Where I have friends that are dudes that are like, what am I supposed to do? Change my baby, you know, behind the building?
Right.
Because they do have babies, too, with them.
Yeah.
So they are good for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Pretty cool. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
You are Amy, and that was your pile.
Yep.
I told you I saw someone get arrested on an airplane.
Yeah.
And that's always fun. Like, mm-hmm. when you see someone get arrested in public, for me, just being an idiot, not for hurting somebody else, it's kind of fun. I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I did.
When it didn't delay the process anymore.
It was
just entertainment during the delay.
We were stuck. Like, if he would have, like, hit someone, I wouldn't have liked it and thought he should have been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
He was just being an idiot. He was like, get my bags. And they were like, sure, hop off the plane here, sir. And he's like, okay, clank, clank, got him. And I like that. Again, put a smile on my face. And sometimes I read these stories. A fight broke out on Monday during a giveaway for free amusement park passes in Kentucky, which included people hitting kids and knocking over a woman in a wheelchair.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Now, I don't like the hitting part.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have liked to have seen this.
Knocking people over?
Well, I just like people fighting. This is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. A company tried to give away free season passes to an amusement park called Kentucky Kingdom on Monday.
Yeah.
Children spent hours shoulder to shoulder with more than 1,000 children and adults from Western Louisville who were hoping to take advantage of the offer. It turned into a mob scene. They had to get on the police loudspeaker and go, adults. Not kids, adults. You have ruined this for the kids. And so, do I have a clip of this? Because I was watching this online. It was just pandemonium.
We've been sitting out here since 9 o'clock.
They shouldn't have tickets.
Open the door.
At this time, we're going to shut down the sign-up. If we decide to do another sign-up on a different day, and you will be notified. I apologize to all the children who are being affected by this. Because as adults, we need to be able to have control of our children, control of ourselves, and understand that this did not have to happen.
They can scold on the loud.
Oh, wow. My goodness. I know. This is like, I mean, so uncivilized.
There's pandemonium.
I don't understand.
Well, someone gets disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, oh, you know what burns me up? Someone cuts in line.
Oh, yeah. That's
burns cool. me up. Or, like, I was in line at the food court at the airport, and there's just a lot of people standing around, and some dude walked right in front of me with his bag and, like, rolled his bag over my foot.
Oh.
Didn't care so much about the bag over the foot. That was accidental. Sure. I was in some good shoes, too. And still, I let it go. But he cut in line, and obviously cut in line.
Wait, did he say anything about the bag on the shoes?
No, just cut in line. Wasn't even mad about the shoe thing. But it's just, and I didn't mind being 19 seconds later in line, but it's just disrespectful to think that you have some sort of precedent over another human who's been there waiting his mm-hmm. time. Anyway, woman in a wheelchair got hit. The end. It's over.
Gosh.
I would have liked to have seen that, though.
Sounded cool.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this teacher in New Jersey, and she has a second job as a waitress. She was working there on the weekend, and some people came in and ate. Their bill was about $70. And then on top of that, they left a $100 tip.
Oh, wow.
With a really sweet note. And she had no idea who she was serving at the time, or, you know, waiting. And they thanked her for teaching her kids. And they were like, hey, no teacher should have to work on the weekends. So thank you for teaching our kids, and here's $100. Ah, super thoughtful.
That is cool.
I know. They realized who she was, and they were like, oh, wow, that's our kid's teacher. Let's bless her with a big tip.
I love that. And you know what else I love? We were talking, and I was talking about how when I was a kid, I didn't grow up with any money. I was broke. I was a broke kid. But I had people that helped me, and people in my town sent me to church camp, and didn't tell. I never knew who it was. So many people yesterday were messaging about that and saying they were going to check with their churches. I know you checked with your church because I was like, if there are any kids that can't go to church camp, I'll help. But I guess your church is good now.
All the kids that are currently, because it's I guess it's been going on for a while, the fundraising, and they leave this weekend. So they're all set. But it was such a good reminder. It's sort of like the school lunches, like, and then church camp, like checking on things is, I love when you bring to light like little things that we don't think about.
Yeah, and
to help.
I was very proud of our listeners because a lot of them said, hey, they were either checking or checked with their pastor or preacher or priest or whatever they, you know, the term they use go to. So anyway, I love that about our listeners. Always looking out.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bonchon. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan No. 2's 30 Second Skinny.
While performing at the Grand Ole Opry, Luke Combs was invited to become a member by Chris Jansen, Craig Morgan, and John Conley. Luke posted about it on Instagram saying it's the absolute feather in his cap as far as career goals. Here's his reaction.
All right. Holy cow. Are you serious? Okay, because if you're not serious, that'll be really mean.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him. What else?
Keith Urban announced the summer leg of his Graffiti U World Tour. He promised that this part of the tour is entirely different than the concert experience ever before. The first date on the tour is June 22nd in Chicago at Lake Shake Festival.
I'm going to tell you about this Keith Urban fella. You guys are familiar with him, right?
Yeah, we've heard of him.
Well, at CMA Fest, have I told this story on the air yet about what he did? I forget because I don't know.
What he did for what?
It was a blur. During his set.
Yes.
Oh, the
walk down into the
mic stand. Did I talk about that?
Yes. Yeah.
And everybody on the crew was like, what's he doing? We're back to watching a monitor. And Keith Urban just grabs a mic stand, holds it above his head. And this is how he didn't give any heads up, or maybe he didn't even know. Runs in the middle of the crowd, puts the stand in and performs in the middle of the abyss of people. And it was amazing. And you're going, that's why he's Entertainer of the Year. It was so good. I had never seen anything like that before. He didn't go to a middle stage, which I've seen people do, where they grab their mic and run. No, he had his guitar on, he had his mic in hand, and he was literally carrying his mic stand above his head, which had someone known, they could have grabbed it for him, but he's like, I'm going out in the crowd. Puts it down in the middle of people. Not in the space you're supposed to put it. He just like, people, move out of the way for a second. Boop, pops it down. It's fantastic. Yeah, that guy, Keith Urban, has got a real future in the biz. If you ask me, what do I know? What else, Morgan, number two?
Brooks and Dunn said that they're not sure if new music is going to be part of their reunion. They said they're just not quite sure if they want to go through the whole process of writing a song and putting one out.
No, they don't need to. We can play, we're good.
We got hits.
I mean, if they want to, great. So I was talking to them at CMA Fest, and it was they played with Brothers Osborne. And so Brothers were on my left, and... We'll call them Brooks and Dunn, okay? Kix and Ronnie were on my right. And I said, okay, guys, this is before we went on. And I know all four of them, so I was giving them a heads up of what the interview was going to look like. Because we had about 50 seconds on television to go to one pair of them, to the other, and then back to the stage. And I said, okay, brothers, I'm going to come to you guys second. I'm going to ask what it's like to be Brooks and Dunn. I said, Kix, Ronnie, I'm going to come to you guys. And they're like, all right, good, good. By the way, they're all huge, tall, by the way. I'm 6 foot tall, and they're all like two wrestling tag teams on both sides of me. And I go over to Kix and Ronnie, and I'm like, hey, so you guys are playing Brothers Osborne back at CMA Fest? And they're like, yeah, and they do their like 15 seconds. And I go to Brothers, and I'm like, hey, you guys. And they're, and then Ronnie Dunn goes, let me say something, Bobby. And then hops in and does like a 3-minute dissertation about the recording studio. And I was like, Ronnie, you can't. We had like 1 minute to do this whole thing. And Ronnie was like doing a TED talk on recording. It was so funny. And I was like, listen, I love that speech, but we got to do it again. He's like, all right, my bad. So I go to him the second time. And I'm like, Ronnie, what do you think about that? He goes, yeah, it's good.
He's like, you told me short.
It was a funny. Those guys are so funny. Yes, Amy. Or Morgan number two. Sorry. I get a little sidetracked on my stories. Is that it, Morgan number two?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skit.
Thank you.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Anytime you hear a 15-second like little liner or whatever that is, I pull out my Sharpie and I mark out things we've already talked about. If you're new to this show, I have so many. I should put on my Insta story. I have so many Sharpies of all sizes. I'm obsessed with Sharpies. The fine point, The king size, pretty good. But the Magnum Sharpie, Amy, it's so crazy that when I go out, and just sometimes I'll just be out and people will see me, they'll give me Sharpies. And I don't need any more, by the way. I appreciate all the gifts of Sharpies, but they will give me the biggest Sharpies. So it's like the new, I love them. I have 13, I'm counting, I have 13 Sharpies.
I didn't know they made Magnum.
Yeah, who does? Who
pretty
did?
Legit.
Mm-hmm. Time now to go over to Amy, because we're going to do the morning corny. And Lunchbox is right now in Bismarck, North Dakota. He's working out of a studio there, by the way. And we're going to try this with him in another state. Lunchbox, ooh. You ready, Lunchbox?
Oh, I'm ready.
Eddie, you ready over there?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Amy, we're at a disadvantage because we're not in the same room.
Yeah, this is going to be rough.
But, you know, hey, whatever. Mike D, you have the clock ready?
Yep.
Now time for the morning corny, but the morning show. Eddie, myself, Lunchbox, try to figure it out. And here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a long-haired, bearded gardener?
A long-haired, bearded gardener. What a gar- how about
a hippie?
A hippie hoe.
Hippie. Hip hopper.
Hippie hoer. A long-haired, bearded gardener.
Long-haired, bearded.
It's got to be a hippie, right?
It's got to be something with hippie.
Jesus? Oh, that's strong, not yes.
He was a carpenter.
Yeah.
Oh, right, not a gardener.
like a farmer? What about like a...
Who's the guy? McDonald. Old McDonald.
Old McDonald.
Harry Bale.
Harry Bale?
What is he talking about?
Well, that's not fair. He can't look at us. He's in North Dakota right now.
Okay, but that's funny, Lunchbox.
A long-haired hippie. I would say it's a long-haired, bearded... Like,
gardener.
What about like ZZ Crop?
Oh!
Like ZZ Top of a Crop.
Oh, that's funny,
ZZ,
dude.
Like, that is
but they didn't
so
really have long
funny.
Hair. Did they?
Yeah, sure. Longish. Yeah, ZZ yeah. Crops, you know?
ZZ Crop.
Oh,
I ran around.
Listen, we're not going to get it right, but I would like to celebrate the fact that ZZ Crop is pretty funny.
Yeah, and Harry Bale is funny, too.
What did he say?
Harry Bale, right? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
What's another term for gardener?
Bale hay.
I don't think gardeners really bale hay. I baled hay. I was
a gardener.
I hauled
like
hay.
Farmer, like a hay farmer.
Same thing.
What do we have?
Rancher.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. Okay, Amy.
Harry Fruit.
Go ahead. What'd you say, Lunchbox? That was our last guess. What is it?
Harry Fruit.
Harry Fruit.
A hairy fruit.
Thanks, Lunchbox.
Okay. Lunchbox, not a bad guess.
Better than Jesus.
I agree.
Okay. I thought he was a gardener.
Because we're not fighting with each other.
WWJD, go.
Okay, Amy, what is the answer? Okay, so you want to hit the button again? All right, here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a long-haired, bearded gardener?
What do you call a long-haired, bearded gardener?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'm close. Yeah. Harry Fruit.
I'm still still enjoying ZZ Crop.
That's a good one.
Only for our classic rock fans out there. Right? Yeah. Every time we do dance parties, I can play classic rock.
Ready?
Yeah.
I got a lot of life experience.
Yeah,
just let me know if you wanna go.
Drums.
Not yet.
To that home out on the range. We got a lot of nice girls.
Here we go.
Come on, Bones, hit it.
Jam, huh? Arkansas Keith made me listen to this all the time.
What is
it? That's how I know classic rock so well. It's all the time.
It's fine.
Or,
come on!
You know ZZ Top, Amy?
Yeah.
Or ZZ Crop?
I'm more familiar with ZZ Crop,
or the Rockin' Gardener ZZ Crop.
Yeah.
You ever heard this one? Sharp Dressed Man?
No.
Mountain. Every girl crazy about a sharp dressed man.
Oh, I feel like this has been in a movie that I've seen.
Probably every one of the movies you like where the dude turns from nerd to sexy.
Yeah.
They play this as the
okay.
Every girl crazy about a sharp dressed man. Or how about this as we do our ZZ
Top? Come on. What you got, Bones?
She's got legs.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She knows how to use it. What? Give me all your loving, all your hugs and kisses, too. Come on.
I thought you were going to play Tush.
Oh, I had that up.
You got Tush?
Yeah, then we'll stop.
No, but then we might do one more after that.
No, we'll probably do no more. Okay.
Yeah, right here. You know this one, Amy, right?
I get down.
I'm up. I'm down. Take my word. My way around.
Take it, Bones.
I ain't asking for much. Uh-huh. I said, love, take me downtown. I'm just looking for some touch.
Dang, we should do those.
Yeah. We should.
Yeah. Except not.
Take it on the road.
Yeah.
No.
You're like, nah, better not.
Austin, Texas!
Two nerdy dudes doing...
Hi, we'd like to do a melody here from a band called ZZ Top.
Hit it, Bobby.
Hit it on the mandolin. Except it's... ding. All right, the end. Luke Combs now. She got the best of me. Amy, thank you for your joke.
You're welcome.
You got us today.
You got us. You were right.
You also inspired an entire ZZ Top tribute segment.
Yes, Bobby Bones!
Over to Jacob in Indiana. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, Bobby, I was just calling to talk about the Raging Idiots in Chicago.
Oh, you going to come?
Yeah, my wife actually surprised me for Father's Day. I got my Father's Day gift early because I was going to buy them myself because I saw they were about to sell out. She's like, you can't do that. I was like, I want to go so bad. We have the money. I'm just going to get them. And she's like, but you can't. And I was like, why? She's like, because I already got them. And I was
you ruined your prize.
I know. It was my first one, too. We just had our baby a month ago. And she's like, your first Father's Day, and I had a great gift. And now I can't give it to you. I was like, oh, my bad.
That's funny. Hey, how about this? Well, then let me, since you kind of ruined your own surprise, because we are going on tour, and it's a comedy, part music show, part musical. Eddie and I have a comedy group called The Raging Idiots. And how about this? I would like to. How about we bring you back and we meet you before the show?
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean... at least we can do something that he didn't know was coming. Yeah. Act like it's a surprise and let your wife tell you about it later.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, so, you have a favorite Raging Idiots song?
I bought a Jeep. I literally played that song the first time you put it on the radio for her, and she listened to it, and she was like, that is hilarious. I was like, I know, and now Jeep dealerships are playing it.
Yeah.
We talk about you guys like every day. We've actually followed you around for 3 states. We lived in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, then Bradenton, Florida, and now we live in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I've literally scanned every time to find the Bobby Bones Show in every state we've lived in. So.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you just your loyalty to us. We actually don't deserve it, but thank you. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold because I do want to meet you. Who are you bringing with you, Jacob, you know?
My wife is coming with me, and then her sister is coming, but she doesn't have to come back.
That's yeah, who cares about her? We're going to make sure that we get to meet you. Thanks for calling, and I'm going to put you on hold, so don't hang up, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, there he is. There was a tweet from Justin Bieber, and he goes, "Hey, Tom Cruise, I challenge you to a UFC match, and don't be a loser." And the end.
You'll never live this down.
You'll never live this down.
If you don't reply.
And so I thought that was pretty funny. I was like, yeah, that's so I was going to do the same. Here, is this the Justin Bieber tweet here? Justin Bieber jokingly challenged Tom Cruise to a fight and then admitted yesterday he was just kidding. Well, oh. I didn't know he was kidding. I was trying to get in on this. And I was like, hey, Mason Ramsey, Yodel Boy. By the way, I'm only going to challenge somebody that I know I can beat up.
Yeah, 100%.
I ain't trying to get into a fight where I lose. And I was like, hey, Yodel Boy, you're 12. Let's do it. For sure beat him up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Totally. Maybe. Nobody's even sure in the room.
Yeah. Because
he's short.
Yeah, he can be scrappy.
Yeah. That, one well, shot down there and you're done, dude.
Yeah.
You can't push me into the nads.
Oh, you can't?
No, that's against the rules. Oh. So he accepted my challenge on Twitter. But he said, it's what he wrote. Challenge accepted, but one condition, since we are in an uneven match and we need someone to help out. You choose someone to box on your behalf and I'll do the same. We're not gonna be boxing managers because we have to go find professional boxers.
That's
not fun. So that's not gonna happen.
Okay.
And he's 12, and realistically, that wouldn't be fair because I'm an adult man, and I do box.
Yeah.
Which listen, and I was kind of joking, but I feel my mom would be pretty good to beat up a 12-year-old.
Yeah, pretty good.
I think most 12-year-olds I could beat up. Most.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I'd like to reissue a new challenge to an adult. Because I do feel
somebody
like,
your own size.
Yeah, somebody that I feel like would be a little more fair. So, I
Sam
like
Hunt.
No.
Ooh. Oh.
No, God, no.
Brett Young.
No. But in music,
because
I feel like
massive.
It would be
Garth,
and it would be promotion for them too. So I would like to challenge Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay. I can't.
You would crumble him.
I would like to challenge Ozzy Osbourne to a boxing match or a UFC fight, whatever he wants.
He is crazy, though.
Because adult versus adult. Ozzy, you let me know if that's the case. I have a backup, too, if that doesn't work.
Like, he bit the head off a chicken, or was it a bat?
A bat.
A bat,
supposedly.
Yeah.
And if Ozzy says no, then we can make it a little more fair, because I have one more. Richard Simmons will be my next one.
Is he what, still alive?
No, yes. I mean, he is, but isn't he sick?
You know what? It doesn't even have to be alive. I challenge Beethoven to a boxing match. I ain't trying to fight anybody. They can beat me up. Are you guys kidding? I know my manliness. Not much. Coming up inside Tell Me Something Good, Lunchbox has one. A police officer in Illinois was in the middle of a normal work day, and he saw someone in need. And what he did was awesome because it was just selfless. It was kindness. And I do think our positivity segment, when it comes up with normal people, real people doing cool things, you'll like it. That's next. Ozzy, let me know. I put it out there.
Sure. Bobby wants to fight me.
Ozzy, you think you could take me in a match?
50-50, okay.
One of my favorite segments that we do is on This Day in Country Music. I love country music. I love the history of it. I've always been a studier of it, and so it's fun for me.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in
Country Music.
Today in 1987, Randy Travis, Forever and Ever Amen, spent 3 weeks at number one on the country chart.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men.
It's so good, right?
So good.
Like, this is country music to me as a kid.
Yep.
Like, as a young, young kid, this was it. This was.
I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever. Forever and ever. Amen.
It became Randy Travis's third number one over the course of his career. He had 18 number ones, sold more than 25 million albums. The same year, the song won a Grammy for Best Country. Back then, it was Best Country and Western Song.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's just
People
Best Country.
People still call it that sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
Country and Western music.
Western to me sounds like Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah, old school stuff. Yeah, became
the ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway.
That's such a good line.
Yeah. It is good.
So sweet.
It was the first multi-week chart-topping song since Lost in the 50s Tonight by Ronnie Milsap, which, by the way, also a jam. But, yeah, it's good. I love this song, too. You know this one, Eddie?
No.
I do?
Yeah.
How do I know it and you don't?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because
it's probably a movie.
One of those movies you like.
Lost in the 50s Tonight. Probably Dirty Dancing or something.
There you go. But anyway, oh, take it home, Kenny G. Except not really Kenny G. I love a good sax solo. On this day in 1987, Randy Travis, Forever and Ever Amen, was at number one. And that's On This Day in Country Music right there.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
People are texting me people to challenge for a boxing match. I think people have the wrong idea. I'm only doing that as a joke for people I can for sure beat up. I'm not trying to get in any match where I might even have a chance to lose. And I'm telling you, because back in the day, we were talking about Morgan number two in Lunchbox, and he wouldn't take a challenge from her.
Right.
I don't know that I would either.
You've seen her fight.
Guys, she's next level. I would beat her probably, but she has a puncher's chance because she hits so hard. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I have a pretty solid right hook. Like, that's my...
I'd have to watch for it. Morgan, she goes hard. Do you think you could beat me?
I think it would be a fight, but I think you would beat me. Like, I've watched you, and you go hard. Mm. You scare me.
See, that's respect right there.
Yeah.
Fighters respect. Oh. Let's go weigh in and see what we can do. Do you ever see those guys that they put on, they have to weigh in, and they put on all those a hot suit?
Yeah, to sweat it out. Yeah.
They have to, like, lose all the way, like, in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or they take off their underwear, too, because they're, like, a half a pound over. They have to get up their butt naked and cover themselves up.
Right. Just to do it, fit in the weight class.
Yeah. But then they can gain all the weight they want.
It's crazy.
That's how it works. When you go to a weigh-in.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Yep. It is weird.
It makes no sense.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was a police officer in Illinois driving down the street, and he sees the homeless man walking, kind of struggling to walk. The cop pulls over, starts talking to him, and notices his shoes are in terrible shape. Finds out he's the exact same size. Cop takes his shoes off and gives them to the homeless man.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Look at that. Yeah. Love that. And also love sharing stories of, like, everyday stories you wouldn't hear in the news about how awesome our police officers are.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Let's go over to Joyce in Virginia. Hey, Joyce, thanks for calling.
Hey, Bobby.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
I tell you what, Bobby, when you did that challenge this morning, I'm driving to work. I drive from Virginia Beach to Williamsburg, which is an hour drive, and I was laughing so hard, I thought I was going to wet my pants.
You talking about the trivia challenge?
No, not the trivia challenge, the challenge for the boxing match.
Oh, when I decided I wasn't going to fight Yodel Boy, I wanted to fight Ozzy Osbourne instead. By the way, for our listeners, because now people are talking garbage to me on text or text, you can always text the show. Our number is 26229. Just write whatever you want. Send it to. Well, people are like, I'll beat you up, you soccer princess.
Oh, wow.
First of all,
soccer.
Nothing wrong with soccer or a princess.
Do you play soccer, Bones?
No, but I am more of a princess.
Interesting.
That being said, I'm not really trying to fight anybody. It was a joke. So, yes. And Joyce got that. Right, Joyce?
Yes, I did.
Well, thank you for calling, and we appreciate you hanging out with us every morning. We know you got a lot of choices, so thank you.
Thanks. Love you guys.
All right,
thanks,
see you later.
For the laugh.
Bye-bye. That's funny. You want to do another one?
Yeah.
A lot of people want to say hi to us this morning. Michelle is on in Florida. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Bobby.
What's going on?
I just wanted to call and tell you thank you so very much. You have actually encouraged my son to stand up to a bully.
How so? What did he do?
Well, he's been being picked on. He's probably like one of the smallest ones in the class, and he's always been picked on. Well, he said he asked this boy, hey, do you know who Bobby Bones is? And he's like, no, who's that? He's like, he's this guy on the radio. And he helps people to stand up to bullies and treat people kind and with respect. And he went with that. He believes in you. He loves listening to your show. And I just wanted to call and say thank you so very much for just all of your encouraging words, all of your encouragement, the whole entire show.
Oh, thanks. Well, I hope that's kind of resolved itself. Like, what did your son say to the bully? Like, do you know?
Well, I don't know. This is just what he told me in the car. He was listening to the show in the morning, and he was like, hey, he was like, I actually talked to Craig. And I was like, who's Craig? He was like, he's the boy that's been picking on me. I was like, really? I was like, what did you say? And he says, I told him that Bobby Bones told me to talk to him and to tell him to treat people with respect and to treat people kindly and not to be a bully. People don't like being bullies.
That's good. How old is Craig?
Okay. Craig is 10.
I wonder if I could box him in a boxing match.
I don't know. He's a good
boy. Listen, that's awesome. Like, in all seriousness, that's great. And this is the thing. And there are a lot of kids that listen to the show as they're with their parents right now. And let me say this to kids and parents. Remember, there's also bullying as adults. It just comes in a different way. That people who are, you just use the word bullying universally. People bully because they're hurting on the inside. That's why people lash out like they do. It's not because they're bad people. They bully because they're sad or hurt or angry at something. And it is hard. I got the crap beat out of me as a kid. I got shoved into lockers. I got my head put in it. I was small. I was poor. But looking back, the people that were always the ones that were beating on me or picking on me, they also had their own hurts going on. And how I dealt with my hurts was I just read books. But people deal with hurts in a lot of different ways. And I think if there's an understanding as to why people are acting whenever it's in any negative way, I do believe that helps the problem. Like, I love that your son went up and said, hey, man, I don't like it that you're picking on me, and I don't know what I can do better, but why don't we? And then he gave a 10-year-old resolution. Are you kidding me? How mature is that? And it doesn't always work because the kid may punch you in the shoulder after that, and then you have to find another plan. But to look at it as, and I look back again, man, I even got bullied in radio when I started. The other shows would just come on and make up complete lies and trash me and trash us. But again, why? Well, because they were hurting. Either because we were the show that was starting to get ratings, or I don't know why. But that whenever someone is angry or treating you bad or snaps, it's never really because they're a bad person. I don't believe that. Because I believe most people inside, deep down, are good people. They're just in a hurt as well. And if somehow you can help that hurt, you can help that bully, that I think it makes both of you better and stronger. I love that your son did that. I'm glad he didn't go and just punch him in the face. Sometimes, if you're being threatened physically, you do have to come back and go, hey, just to protect yourself. But that being said, I do not think that's the way to really do it. That's my point. And thank you for that call. I want to send your son something. I don't know what kind of – they don't give us prizes to give away, but maybe I have like an old banana peel or something. That's about all we have around here. I'm gonna be serious. No, really, we'll have something here. I'll find it and I'll send him a little note. Would that be cool for him?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Thank you for your story. Thank you for listening. And stay on hold. Do not hang up. I'm gonna put you back on hold, and I'm gonna make sure your son gets a little something from me. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks.
All right. See you later. I saw the story. Mike D just handed me this. A town in Wisconsin is considering a new anti-bullying ordinance where parents will be fined if their kids bully anyone at school. The first time your kid does it, you have to pay $313.
Wow.
And the price goes up from there. Also, let me say this about bullying. I think if we wipe out all the negativity from people's lives, we grow up and there's no adversity we face, so we're not ready for adversity when it happens to us as adults. So bullying sucks, and it's not the thing. But I don't know what the resolution is. But being picked on is not bad. Being bullying is. You get picked on your whole life. And if you don't know, if you don't have the tools within yourself to handle whenever adversity hits, you're never going to make it. It's basically participation ribbons. That's why I don't like those. As long as they're real, you can have a ribbon as long as the winners get a trophy.
Right. There's a difference.
Yeah. Because if everybody gets a trophy, then you go, and as kids, we're supposed to be taught how to be adults. Like, that's what school is. We're teaching you things so that when you go to college or when you go to work, you're ready for it. You're equipped for it. Well, life ain't everybody gets a participation trophy. Not everybody gets paid the same based on unequal work. And in some cases, equal work, you still don't get paid the same.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of a tough path to walk down, and there isn't a right way. And I hate bullying. I don't mind being, I think, again, it built me to who I am today. I wouldn't want it to happen to another kid, but I don't think that all adversity is bad. I think we need some in our life to kind of get us ready for when we're adults.
Yep.
How do you feel about that, Amy? I just said something bold and people are going to disagree with. Go ahead.
What you're saying are being fined as a parent.
Yeah, that's whatever. All that I just said.
All of it. I agree with the adversity being good, but I don't agree with parents being fined for their children being bullies.
Well, that's just a news story. that's not mine.
Oh, I know. I know, yeah. It's not you, but I mean, I just think that that's like the children need to be held responsible. And I get that they don't have money per se, but they need, like, I don't know, community service or something. Because, I mean, as parents, you can only do so much. Your kids are becoming into their own. You do have a certain level of responsibility to make sure you're trying to raise your children well. And if you find out they're bullying, discipline them. But if they're going to go after somebody, go after the bully.
Bully them back. Hey, everybody.
Crazy.
You should at least give us an opportunity. We'll just say our handle real quick.
I hit 1 million on Instagram, which is a big deal for me.
A million here, a million there.
Okay, so I'll share with you guys. I'm not supposed to say, but I always feel like if listeners do something for me. So I will be on, and when I told Amy this, there's only so much I can say right now. I'm going on Running Wild with Bear Grylls to survive the wild.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's crazy.
Like, Bobby's going in the
wild.
And I had
wilderness.
To do so much for, like, my, dude, like, this physical. I had to get, like an EKG. I had to test my resting heart rate. They're like, can you swim? Like, they do nutty stuff. They've had, like, on this show, President Obama did one, like, Jake Gyllenhaal. On this season, I was looking at this season they've cast so far. Brie Larson, who's Captain Marvel. They've picked, like, six people that he takes on a trip. Not at the same time, because if so, I'd be like, what up, Brie?
Yeah.
We're surviving together.
Yeah. You need to stay warm.
Yes. Army Hammer, the actor. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm one of the few that they've picked. And so it's Running Wild with Bear Grylls. In the past, there have been Drew Brees, Dax Shepard, Kristen Bell, President Obama. You know, why they picked me, I don't know. But I'm super excited. I can't say where I'm going, but it's somewhere in my whole life I never thought I would go in a gazillion years, ever. And I might die. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
There is that possibility.
When I told Amy where I was going, she was like, shut up.
Shut up. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting.
I'm going on Running Wild with Bear Grylls. I'm leaving. Can't say when or where quite yet, but I'm out of here. Go, just for a bit. And maybe forever if I die, let's be honest.
Well, so he's with you during the show the whole time?
He is.
He won't let you die.
And listen, here's the part. We have to...
But sometimes there's like freak accidents.
Oh, like rocks falling and
bears.
Stuff.
Well, here's the part, because I don't sleep well. And we have to like build a fort and sleep in it together.
Oh, no. You can't watch TV while you're sleeping.
No. I don't need to watch TV when I'm sleeping.
Are you going to have your phone?
No.
Netflix?
Uh-uh.
Mm.
There's
probably no
Wi-Fi. There's no such service. Yeah.
I know. This is going to be interesting. You're going to be off the grid.
We're not going to Chicago where I have all my bars.
You're not
going
to a state park?
Yeah, no. We're not.
Wow, this is crazy.
So, yeah, that's the deal. He is a former British SAS serviceman survival instructor, Lieutenant Colonel. He's an adventure rider. He's, you know, doing all this nutty stuff, surviving. And I'm going on it with him. In February 2019, it was announced that it's going to be on Nat Geo for its fifth season. Apparently, it's like in 150 countries. The crew consists of barely anybody. Like, it's really us rolling up. So, that being said.
Rolling.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. If I survive, I'm going to have a lot of good stories.
When you went to the doctor, though, didn't they make you do a...
I do all kinds of stuff.
But like the...
What?
The STD one?
Well, yeah, I revealed all my STD results on the on my Instagram.
Yeah, but why would they do that for that show?
Just a full test. No, it wasn't. Well,
just
in case you meet a bear.
In case I find a bear I like, yeah.
Oh my, stop.
The bear's like, are you good?
What's that Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
Are you clean? The Revenant, Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
Now that happened, everybody's got an interest in bears.
Stop. Okay.
I just did a full physical.
Okay, just included everything.
I was with my friend the other night, and she was like, I saw you reveal your STD check on Instagram. And I've seen everything on Instagram. I've never seen anyone do that before. I was like, full transparency for me, baby.
That's right.
You get to see it all.
Well, that's because you were clean, too.
Well, I didn't know.
You weren't.
No, I opened it up live on Instagram.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can.
Gotta go.
But I felt like I was clean as far as like clean of yes, yes, no, no, whatever I was supposed to be. Anyway. I feel like I had a clean bill of health because I showed some other stuff, too. But anyway, there it is. The end.
Man.
I'm going on that show. That'd be fun. I think it'd be fine. I'm nervous because where I'm going to go, I'd never.
You should be a little bit nervous.
I told Arkansas Keith, and he's like, and I spent a lot of time in the woods growing up.
Yeah.
And I told him, and he's like, what?
Right. I mean, because that's the part I forget, and maybe that some listeners don't know about you, is that you did grow up like hunting and fishing and, you know, in the woods and shooting. Like, you could survive, I think, but
I could survive in the woods.
So many.
But in the last, like, 15 years.
Right.
I mean,
I feel like you've gotten accustomed
to
like, you know, Postmates.
Uber.
Uber Eats, dude.
Yeah.
They don't have that out there.
Like, you don't have to leave your bedroom if you don't want to.
Yeah, and
like,
everything.
Right. And now you're going, like, straight up to the wild.
Nah, we're not saying where I'm going.
Or down.
Yeah.
To the wild.
Down, like to hell?
Maybe.
That's where I go.
Eddie, I didn't mean like literally up.
We've actually found the way, Bobby. We're going to go try to survive hell.
The ratings are going to be high on that one.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. That's it. That's the shit. And thank you for all. And if I get in trouble for talking about this on the air, I blame all my followers on Instagram.
Yeah, all million of them. Woo!
Yeah, thank you, guys. I'll try to put something good up today, like a picture of something.
Yeah, you got to feed them.
I know. I got to feed. Wendy Williams is 54. She is dating a 27-year-old. Wendy Williams, 54, dating a 27-year-old. Thoughts, Amy?
I mean, that's interesting for sure.
Wendy Williams' new mystery man's a 27-year-old convicted felon, Mark Tomblin.
That part I find a little bit more interesting.
Yeah. We've all messed up.
Yeah,
people. I mean,
I don't know what he did.
We all got a record.
Convicted. Yeah, I know.
No, we
convicted
don't.
Of
oh, no,
what?
You don't. Unless you got a mouse in your pocket over there with weed.
I don't.
Tomblin is a fashion designer in Los Angeles who served 2.5 years in prison for robbery with a dangerous weapon. The 54-year-old talk queen was spotted hand-in-hand running errands. You know what? If it makes them happy, good for her, good for them. Well, I think we should stop judging people based on how old the people are they date. It's a good story. The Dennis Quaid thing's... I guess where I'm most fascinated with it is when Dennis Quaid's almost 70 and he's dating a 26-year-old. Like a 26-year-old... Because a 70-year-old's body is older and wrinklier.
It's very different.
It's very different.
Yeah. That, like, I picture my... No, I don't.
You picture what?
But I do.
Your dad naked?
My dad, no. Well.
Interesting.
Yeah. You're picturing it right now?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, stop. Yes. Stop.
Okay, it's in there now. She's thinking about
it. Stop, because I... Okay. So my dad's 78, and yes, so I think of that, and I'm like, I don't get it. But, Bobby, you're 10 years older than this dude. He's 27. You're basically like 38, 39.
Yeah.
So... That means add 10 years to her, 64. You, at your age, could you date a 64-year-old woman?
No. I couldn't date a 57-year-old woman. Mostly because I want to have kids. I guess we could adopt. But that to me, that's the thing right now I'm looking for in dating, is that somebody that we get along, we're fine, and we're good, like partner. I want that. I do want that. Like, I really want that. But also, I do plan to have kids. And so anybody over 70, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty tough.
Otherwise, why not? If I find someone that connects with the 70? So, there you go. That's Wendy Williams. You know what song's been my jam for about a week or so?
Which one?
The Get Up.
I want to do the twister
in
Cowboy Boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him.
This thing's going to be massive. Everybody's going to be doing the Get Up. His name's Blanco Brown. He's coming over to the house today.
Okay. Oh. Is he coming over for... Just to sing this to you live.
It's not a singing thing. He's going to show me how to do the dance.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, like legitimately.
So you're getting like a personal dance lesson from the creator?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
By the way, he's given a personal dance lesson to a dance champion.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Which, by the way, I was looking at YouTube trying to do it. Yeah, I lost anything that I gained during Dancing with the Stars. I lost. And last night I got in the mirror. You know, I get out of the shower, I always dance a little bit. And I was trying to do this dance, and I don't have it. I don't even have, I don't know. It's going to be tough, but he's coming over today.
I want to do the two-step and cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it.
His name's Blanco Brown. I'm just giving you guys a heads up, like I did last week. This song is going to be humongous. Listen, what do I know if radio's going to play it or not? What do I care if radio's going to play it or not? But it's just a jam. And I may even get him. I'll talk to him today, see if he wants to come up on the show. Maybe next week.
Okay.
I don't know if he plays a song. I mean, I don't know how hard it is to sing. Going to do Tuesday. But...
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved one.
It's like the new country.
A grab your love partner.
Hip hop infused line dance.
Yeah. By yourself, no worries. Just follow after me. Yeah. Gonna do the two-step and cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it. Let's have some fun. To the left now. To the right. Now take your left hand and put it on your side.
Put it on your side.
Gonna roll your shoulders. Do the slip and slide. This next part's my favorite part, cause it's time to shine. Gonna do the two-step and cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it.
Good. After you hear it about 3 or 4 times, you don't shake it.
Oh, yeah, no.
First time I played it, you were like, what is this? But now, aren't you feeling it?
Yeah. It's so good. Between this and, like, Old Town Road, I feel like we're going to have these songs and we're going to be like, yeah, summer 2019.
But there's not an Old Town Road dance.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like
when
this...
I do it, there's a dance. Oh. It's my own personal Old Town Road dance.
You know songs that remind you of certain years.
Yeah. It's time to show out right now and take to the gonna do the two-step and cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down.
I saw after we played this last week, it like went viral on the charts. Our listeners are so strong.
Now and dip with it. Don't throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it. Take it down now.
Anyway, there you go. So he's going to come over today.
Like I put my hand on my side without even thinking about it.
Yeah, you just do what he says.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's how the government should do songs. They just make songs and they're like. They're
pay
like,
your taxes. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Put your hands in the air. Yeah. Do a little community service. Do a little. Yeah. Don't forget to pay your taxes to. Man, what a great.
Everyone's like, well, we got to do it.
That's a funny bit I should do in my stand-up. Yep. Like how we have all these dance songs, but then the government comes out with a new one, and then I play a beat over the top. This is how I do bits in my head when I'm going, oh, that's a funny idea, and then I go home with it. And what I'll do is I'll get a beat, and I'll go, all right, here we go. This is just a beat or whatever. And I'd be like, what would the government tell us to do? And I'll get out my notepad. Well, now it's like notes. And I start to write things down that the government would want us to do. I'd be like, lift your leg up, but go the speed limit and pay your tickets. And then I create a whole dance. And that'll probably be a bit in our Raging Idiot
show.
Yeah,
probably. Now that we just... I can see the light in your eyes.
Yeah.
We got to work on this.
Yeah. Anyway, that's happening today. So I got to do that dance.
Gonna do the two-step and cowboy boogie. Grab a sweet.
I guess there definitely is a dance for Old Town Road. It's one part of the song. That's what someone just texted me.
Is that right? No.
I don't know it. Dance on Old Town Road? A smile.
Yeah.
A smile the crap out of it. Let's play Meant to Be. Is there anything else I was going to mention here before I play this song? I have such a good segment for tomorrow.
And well, what is it?
Well, I'll tell you. I don't want you to waste yours yet. But I was reading a story about mind-blowing facts that people just have discovered that they didn't know. That most people know, but and mine is, did you know when you snap your fingers that noise right here is not your fingers rubbing together. It's your finger hitting your palm. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
no.
It is.
Yes, no.
It's not your finger. It's your finger hitting your palm. That's the noise.
Yeah. Because take your palm out of it, it makes no sound.
When you snap your fingers, that's your palm.
That's interesting.
And he goes, no, and then she tried it.
I know.
Dude, well, mind blown.
Right?
Yeah. So that's amazing. I'm going to take that one home.
I'm going to try to get to that segment tomorrow.
I have one that's pretty mind blowing.
All right, blow it.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so my husband, he's a pilot, and he loves clouds, but he affectionately calls them puffies.
Mm-hmm.
And so... He was telling me how much puffies weigh. Do you know how much a puffy weighs? Your average puffy, Cloud.
I don't.
A Cloud's weigh?
Yes! 1.1 million pounds.
Oh, wow.
A Cloud, you think it's all light and fluffy
and
doesn't...
they float.
Yeah, and so like they're above you. We have like all these millions of pounds above, full of water above us.
Oh, but when I bet you're that's flying, a lot of it. The precipitation,
well, the,
like
water,
the water
in it.
Yeah,
right, right, right. But isn't that crazy?
But who weighed it? Who weighed the Cloud?
Sometimes I see like angels floating with scales.
It's crazy. Smarter
no,
than
I do,
us.
I do see that sometimes.
But you feel like they weigh like nothing, and they're like fluffy clouds. But 1.1 million per average cloud.
This would be a fun segment. Callers can call and hop in tomorrow, right?
That's cool.
Isn't
I like
that
it.
Fun? Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't
fun.
Forget. Oh, and he's just going to do the Tuesday, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin a wheel. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it. Let's have some fun. To the left, to the left now. To the right, to the right. Now take your left hand and put it on your side.
Put it on your side.
Don't roll your
yeah, come on. Well, you just do it.
I know, you just do it. You don't even think about it. So we went up to New York for a couple of days. Did the show from up there, but like our company had this big event where some of our clients on a national level were coming in, and we just went to meet them. It was basically that. It was really nice. And so we go up, and I spent some time with people from Audible. You know, since I wrote book and I wrote book. As you can tell, I'm super intelligent.
Bobby wrote book.
So, but it was us spending time with a lot of clients, and it was pretty cool because we were the doofuses in the room. It was us, but it was also the Breakfast Club, which is Charlamagne the God. It was Ryan Seacrest. It was Delilah.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Elvis Duran. It was a real heavy room.
Yeah.
And we were
ours the least heavy.
We were the pinky toe of the foot.
But Bobby was, no, you're the big, well, no, the foot. Okay, you're pinky toe. Then I'm the pinky nail.
No, we were
the team.
Toe.
It was team.
It was Amy. They sent Amy and I up, right, to talk to clients. And it was fantastic. And I always geek out when I see Delilah.
Mm-hmm, same.
Because it's Delilah. I love Delilah.
Did you make a request?
I didn't. I was like, Delilah, there's someone special in my life, and I just want to... With
Delilah. Come on.
I know.
Oh,
I
no.
know. So Amy goes up, because she's adopted too, huh?
Yes, and she's a foster mom. I mean, she's so amazing. Like, she cares about orphans and foster care, and she really, like, it's a passion of hers. She's very involved. And so we just started talking about that and felt like, well, we had some things in common. And next thing you know, she's like, well, what are you doing on this date? Would you like to come to my house for a dinner that I'm hosting? And I was like, shut up.
You said yes, right?
No, she said, shut up.
You told her, shut up?
No, in my brain, I said,
shut up,
Delilah.
In my brain, I said that. So I just like was geeking out big time. And I was like, I played it cool, though. Don't worry. I didn't like
so are you gonna go?
Embarrass you. If I can, I don't know. Obviously, I want to, but I think we have plans on the night that it is. And I'm tempted to just like figure out a way to make it work because, I mean,
I have audio. If you go up to our house and push your doorbell, like you push it and it goes with
Delilah. Right? How amazing is that?
Yeah, you have to go to dinner at Delilah's.
Yeah, you
right?
have to.
I know. I have to figure it out. So we'll see.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah. Did you talk? I didn't talk to Ryan Seacrest, but I saw him. I saw him walk by me. He literally walked by me and I was like, what up? But he didn't see me.
Oh.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah.
he doesn't know me.
I talked to him for a bit. We both were in the same shoe. And some guy comes up and goes, hey, look at you guys wearing the same white shoe. And Ryan's super funny. Goes, yeah, these are called our midlife crisis whites.
Oh.
Ryan's actually really funny.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I talked to him for a bit. But the American Idol, we're together a lot.
Yeah.
So we kind of know each other from that more so than we do radio. He does a show and I do, you know. But yeah, Ryan's a nice guy. But he's much funnier than I think you would see just from him hosting American Idol. We don't get to watch Kelly and Ryan because we're on the air when that show's on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how funny he is on that show. But yeah, it was a good event. Met a lot of cool clients. You know, just did some stuff. Talked to, I don't know how much I can say, but ABC's like, hey, we got some other ideas for you. Like, our listeners come through so much. Whenever I do something and our listeners like tweet and they're like, we've never seen any response like your people. And
yeah,
so
they're pretty amazing.
They are. And because of that, they keep going, hey, maybe you would like to do this show. One of the shows we talked about was pretty cool, pretty big.
Really?
Yeah. It may not happen, but it's never about it actually happening what you go in for. It's always about people, you meeting people, and then later on when they make decisions, they're like, oh, you know who else would you think about? Is that nerdy guy. What was his name, Billy? They're like, no, Bobby. Yeah. So it was a good trip. But Delilah, man.
I know. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show.
I saw this one place was banning flip-flops at work, which I guess it depends what your job is.
Yeah, totally.
We can wear flip-flops around here.
Yeah. Birkenstocks.
Or your lifeguard, too.
Although, let me say this, that when we get into our new studio, it's all on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the level of... And it's kind of stopped a bit of wearing pajamas. I don't wear as much.
I don't.
As much.
No.
Yeah, we used to.
Oh, yeah, back
in
the day.
It's just coming in my whitey tighties. They're like, what up?
I, like, literally used to just roll out of bed and be like, yo.
Yeah, sometimes I would just roll in. I'd just be in the bed in there. Wake up. Let's see. Yeah, this is the whole thing where it's like, no more comfort at work. One Connecticut place is saying, hey, if you're a municipal place, you can't wear flip-flops. I get it.
Yeah.
How professional do you want us?
Oh, no, you're good. Like, today you're wearing a sweater with pants. As long as you're wearing pants, who cares?
Oh, jeans?
But you're just going to be on camera all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Our new studio is going to allow us to turn this into kind of a TV show, too. So if you were going to go be on a TV show, what would you look like? Like that. By the way, you look beautiful today.
Thank you. Yeah.
Lunchbox is in Bismarck, North Dakota. As we wrap up the show today, how do you get back, Lunchbox? Where do you fly to?
I fly to Minneapolis and then to Nashville.
And then how long does that take?
It's like an hour flight to Minneapolis and then a two-hour flight from Minneapolis to Nashville.
Sounds like he's underwater, huh? He's like... SpongeBob. Are you in an aquarium by any chance?
No, Ray told me to talk quietly so I don't mess up the microphone.
Oh, it's not a talk louder or quietly thing. It's just like...
That's got to be hard for him, though, huh?
What,
to talk quietly?
No, he sounds like he's talking like a normal human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But usually he yells. That's when he talks.
That's true. We're coming back today. Amy, what's up today?
I have a hair appointment today. Big decisions to make.
Dude, like your husband says, go shorter.
No, he says no.
Oh.
No. He asked if I was,
Pixie,
you know.
Pixie cut. Pixie cut. Pixie cut.
No, he'll hate it. I think he'd probably be like, you want to get some extensions?
Why can't you cut it shorter but then put in extensions whenever he's in the mood?
Oh, you mean like clip-ins? Just like clip them in?
Yeah.
Oh, when he's in the mood.
Well, you're not for you know, biddle battle, but I'm talking about for like hey, we're going to go out and go out.
Yeah, like
you
do want to see long hair. Yeah, we'll see. He definitely has already been like, please don't cut it off. Just get a trim. What are you doing?
I have some stuff at my house. We're going to shoot some stuff at my house today. And then Eddie and myself, Walker Burroughs, Emma Klein, our entire tour, Raging Idiots tour, we're going to write today. We get some more musical stuff to write.
Oh, nice.
Like, literally a musical.
Yeah.
So, Raging Idiots on tour, if you want to come. If you're in San Antonio, RagingIdiots.com. If you're in El Paso, Chicago, Denver, RagingIdiots.com. The tour starts in July, which is next month. Hope you have a wonderful day. Lunchbox flying back from North Dakota. I got back last night from New York, so did Amy. We're all back here tomorrow. Jesse James Decker, Friday Morning Conversation. The dance party's tomorrow. We got a good one, folks. Hope you'll join us. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones. Show. Yeah.